Paul, what can you tell us about Patrick Laine today?
Patty's got a concussion. Tested out last night. See doctors again today. So he will start the stages of recovery with that. We'll wait till the symptoms subside, and then you start increasing workload and getting back on the ice.
Any guesstimation on a timeline then?
Or? No, there can't be on any of these. We've had players this season that have gone through it. There's no timeline on.
How will you fill that void?
Well, to start, Drew Stafford, you know, scored 21 for us last year, scored recently, feels good. So he'll go into the hole that Patty was in with Mark and Nick. They had some real nice success last year together. It's really around the time Nick Ehlers started putting some pucks in the net for us. So he'll go in there. We'll leave the other lines the same.
What about on the power play? I saw Joel Armia out there a little bit today. Yeah. Just how do you approach that with him?
Yeah, so we'll just move Scheif over to the hole that Patty was in, and we'll put Joel Armia, again, another guy who scored a goal, who we think is really not far away from opening up here offensively. He's had some great chances, and sometimes it's just the opportunity to get out there on the power play, and you get one or two more points over a period of games, you get your confidence going.
Chris Thorburn will draw back in then?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Do
you expect to call forward to after the new skin tape?
We'll get through the game tonight, yeah.
Paul, people talking about the McCabe hit. Either it's a dirty hit, or it's a clean hit, or it's a pass that should never have been made in the neutral zone.
That's a flat pass to an open guy. It's not in his feet. It's not from behind. Mark, 99 times out of 100, the D are pulling out on that because of the speed that we got going through. You have to hit, and listen, this is happening fast, right? It doesn't. You don't have time. You need to check early. You know what your lanes are coming up the ice. There's nothing wrong with that pass. It's a hard hit, and when you get a collision like that, there aren't the markers of a dirty hit. The elbows aren't up. They're not off their feet. They collided, and both heads hit. And we had a bad result. I don't know what their result was, but it's an awfully hard hit. Those happen in the games, but it wasn't dirty.
So it's a hit that's going to happen no matter what, or is there going to be a point where these hits are going to be legislated out of the game?
No, I love Patty Laine. I'm going to protect my players all day long. I don't have a problem with the hit. Right, it was two big men get together at that quick a pace. There's going to be some collateral damage, but the hits that they're talking about getting out of the game are blindside hits, elbows to the head, people coming off their feet to drive into it. It's a very unfortunate result. We're hoping to get Patty back healthy here, but there's no issues with it.
What are his spirits like talking to Patrick?
Well, he's standing out watching practice with a big smile on his face today, so. You know, he's not feeling 100%. He's not feeling fresh, but he's walking around looking good. He's got Nick Ehlers as a chauffeur now for the next little while, so he's in good shape.
Speaking of Nick Ehlers, Coach, what would you say was his tipping point after he went all those games without scoring and now he can't seem to miss?
Yeah, I, if we knew the answer to that, right? Because the chances don't look any different, okay. Right? And I guess that confidence, and only the shooters know the release point when, I mean, it's back. He gets that puck off from his back foot sometimes, and so quickly. Maybe he's shooting harder, or he's pressing, or he's hanging on to a half score, or he's trying to place it early on, and then you get a couple to go, and then you're not thinking, and it's just on and off your stick. But he is certainly on a roll.
Coach,